Welcome back to Farm Talk. Our next guest we have is Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz from Chehinkapa Zoo down in Wahpeton. Kathy is the zoo director and Tom is a curator for the zoo. All right, Kathy, you guys have some great partnerships with farmers and ranchers in the Southern Valley. Can you tell us about some of those partnerships?
Well, farming is, of course, our community, and we're very proud that we have these beautiful partners. And most recently, we gave the Habitat Hero Award to the Jurak Brothers Farms. I was wondering years ago when they started the Jurak Brothers Farms if they knew that the bulk of their hay was going to be given to rhinos. Rhinos here in North Dakota. And, of course, we have a great partnership with Cargill and MinDAC. And, Tom, tell us a little bit about what they do for us.
You know, Cargill is great. When farmers come in, whoever with the semi, and they probe a grain sample on it, they take the extra corn, and we do this about once every 2 to 3 months. We bring a trailer out, and they put it in our trailer for it, and that goes to feed all the animals. And that's a huge saving because it's like everybody gives just a little bit, so it doesn't matter, and they hand it out to us, and we call them up, and we say, we're out of corn, and they go, great, bring it out. And 2 days later, they go, we have your trailer full. And it's probably about 30 bushels at a time. But for us, it's a huge deal that we don't have to have it trucked in, you know, and buy it. So we really appreciate all the farmers in the area.
So what do you get from MinDAC? Is it beet pulp then?
Yeah, we get beet pulp. We feed all of our hoofstock beet pulp for the fiber. It's great for them to process their digestive system. And so those people are great, too. I call them up, and I go out there, and 3 minutes later, I have a ton of beet pulp loaded in a bulk container, and we're out the gate. And that saves us a lot, you know. That's the beet pulp, I think, in the store is like $16 for a 50-pound bag. So
that's
a huge savings for us.
That's nice.
We used to purchase it, and then they offered it to us. And we asked them, and they said, of course, and we'll do that for you. So two big agencies there that help us. And, of course, then, you know, when we talked about Cargill, Cargill also comes back and does things for us at the zoo, sends volunteers our way. And they got a great program for volunteering. They planted our pollinator garden and funded it.
Oh, nice. Where's the pollinator garden at
the
zoo?
It's around the watchable wildlife duck, the walk-through North American. What am I trying to say? U.S. Fish and Wildlife walk-through habitat.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's beautiful that they do that and maintain that with our gardener, Joan Zettel. And then, of course, they do donate to the zoo. And this week you're going to see a nice picture in the paper from them.
Nice.
Too, about donating towards that project and the rhino fencing, because they came down and helped us carry all of that iron in.
That's a hefty fence you've got for the rhinos.
It's a very hefty fence. We have some individual farmers out there that help us, too. They'll bring us things like, you know, do you need corn or do you need this? And Jeff Moore in Breckenridge, Jeff Moore and Donnie Burhans brought us some corn. We have Brian Metcalf brings us some hay. Dr. Osmo brings us some hay. And we've just got a bunch of great farmers.
Yeah, there's a lot of farmers in the area that are great. They'll call us up and say, do you need hay or straw? And what they don't realize to them, you know, maybe it's 50 bales of straw or 50 bales of hay. For us, that's a huge thing for us when we can get that in. And it saves the zoo money, and we really appreciate it and try to make sure that they know we appreciate it. And when they come in and we get done unloading it, we'll go, hey, you guys want to walk around the zoo and check stuff out, or we'll take you over to see the tigers or whatever. Just trying to show our appreciation for this
partnership.
In. Yeah.
So how many bales of hay do you need in like over the course of the winter?
So we use the big square bales because we can stack more into our pole barn. So what we'll run in, what we can hold is about 110 inside the pole barn. And then Jurak's are very gracious that when we run out of hay, I'll call them up and they say, come on out, and they'll load our trailers. So we'll go through for the year about 180 big square bales, and then we'll go through about 50 of the big round bales, and then straw about 300 of the small squares that we'll go through. Because in the wintertime, it's really important to bed these animals really deep. Like our tigers, they'll have a foot and a half of straw that they lay on, but we have to change it out every 5 days because, you know, it gets wet from right. moisture and stuff. And the bears will use about 40 straw bales just for the bears to get them ready for them to go into their torpor.
To hibernation. Yeah. Do they actually go into hibernation in there
well,
then?
Well, they go into a torpor, which is different than a hibernation because bears will wake up and look at you. Where in a hibernation, they're out and it's different on the body, but they still need that 4 foot of straw mm-hmm. in their den for them to curl up and make a nest.
We are visiting with Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz from Chihinkapa Zoo. Kathy is the zoo director. Tom is the zoo curator. We will continue our Chihinkapa Zoo discussion and their partnerships with area farmers in the southern Red River Valley coming up.